Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Daddies, daddies, you are to lead this. Well, my wife's the prayer. She can't do your praying for you. You are to lead this. You stand up for Jesus right out in the front. You lead in the Bible reading. You lead in the praying. You lead in us getting up and going to church. Huh? You lead. You lead. This is you honoring the Lord. And what's going to happen if you do that? He's going to honor you. Your children are going to learn how to honor Him. It's going to cause it to go well with them. And they won't be cut off in midlife. They'll live long. And prosper and be blessed. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Go with me to Malachi, if you would. The book of Malachi. It's obvious that the actions of these men terribly affected their following generations. Think about it. Third and fourth and fifth generations of any of Eli's seed. I don't know what they'd be doing, but they should have been in the ministry. And they should have been honoring and serving God. And they've lost that because of what Grandpa and them did. Well, God's a merciful God. And I don't care where you've wound up at or what your forefathers have done. If you look up, you can look up from the darkest slum. You can look up from the worst, most abject conditions and say, Lord, I love you. I want to honor you. I want to serve you. And the Bible said that He will take you from the garbage pile and He will set you with princes, even the princes of His people. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. If you'll honor Him, He will honor you. Can you say, praise the Lord? Now, in Malachi, we saw this earlier. In Malachi, the second chapter, why God chose who He chose. Why He chose Moses. Why He chose Aaron. Why He chose Abraham. In this case, why He chose Levi. We see that why He removed Eli and his boys because of their disrespect and dishonoring. But He, and in the book of Malachi, if we read it, the priests and ministers and people were disrespecting and dishonoring God and His offerings and things in there. And He reminds them of how a priesthood even came to be and how Levi was chosen of Him to lead it. In Malachi, the second chapter, about verse 4 or so, Malachi 2 and 4, He said, you shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, said the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace. And I gave it to him. Why did you give it to him, Lord? Why him? I gave it to them to him rather, for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. Holman's translation says, I gave these to him. It called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. Why, of all the men on the earth at that time, why Levi? Why'd God pick him? Tells you exactly why. Because of the reverence he had for God. The honor, the respect, the awe and reverence he had for God. Friend, we must understand that with God, talent does not qualify. Skill does not qualify. Experience does not qualify. We need mind renewal in these areas. There are people that I've even had people tell me, you know, well, I'm the only one who knows anything about this. You need me. And they didn't know, but that was the wrong thing to say. Because no, these are the holy things of God. I don't care how good you are at it. That alone does not qualify you. What qualifies somebody for handling the holy things of God and being involved with His things? Those who value them, who treasure them, who honor Him. Because for Him to use you is Him honoring you. To Him let you have a part is Him honoring you. I know, looking back over our ministry, first when I was first getting started, this would have been about 80 and 81, in ministry that is. Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, in his ministry, they were opening up a prayer and healing center. They were building the building. And he announced that they were going to train people to minister healing. And I was sitting on the front row. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, wow. Wouldn't that be just the most amazing thing? I thought that, oh. And I turned around, looked, and there were hundreds of people sitting all over the ground. And I thought, well, probably everybody in here feels the same way as me. And who am I? Anyhow, Lord, it'd be great. I would really like it. And that's all it was said. And when they finished it in the spring, they picked two people. They picked a lady and me. And I got to be involved in it from the beginning. Years later, and in a time of prayer waiting on the Lord prompted me about that. He said, did I remember that? Well, yeah, I was sitting on the front row right there when He announced that. And I thought, oh, glory to God, wouldn't that be amazing? And I looked around, and I thought, well, probably everybody in here would like to be too. And He said, wrong. Wrong, that's not true. They didn't all feel like you. A lot of them have heard what was said. It's like, whatever. I mean, I hope this is over soon. I got to get out of here. And I got stuff to do this afternoon. And others were like, okay. Whatever. And it was not true that everybody felt that way. That was, of course, it was part of the call on our life and God's plan. But a big part of what would qualify you for it is that to you, it's a big deal. Amen. Come on, can you see this, friend? I esteemed it and still do to this day. To me, it was just, you know, and we worked full hour weeks at no pay for years and was glad to do it and had more money than I used to have. How do you explain that? The Lord brought it in. And of course, one thing led to the next and led to the next. But doesn't that just make sense that you don't want to give your precious things to people who are ho-hum about it? Do you? Your special and precious and wonderful opportunities to people who, yeah, I'll do it. If I got time, I'll try to work it in. Huh? I don't care how talented and skilled and experienced they are, that kind of heart would disqualify them. Amen. From being used. And that's why so many times it confuses people looking on from the outside. Why did they use that guy? Why did they use that woman? You know, look at them. They're not educated and they don't know this and they don't present well and they don't. You know, why did God use him? Why? Well, you don't see the heart. I said, you don't see the heart. And to the Lord, that is the important thing. Man looks and judges after the outward and external appearance, but God sees the heart. And what kind of heart would qualify you for His wonderful thing? A heart that treasures Him. A heart that values Him. A heart that hears about His things and just oohs and ahs and goes, oh man, oh, glory to God. Oh yes, yes. I want to be a part of that. I'd like to be a part of that. Well, you're already qualifying. Just desiring it and wanting it that way, because he can add to you the ability, the skill, the talent, the anointing. He can put it on you. He can teach you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In the third chapter of Malachi, while you're here, I want you to notice this. This is a precious passage of Scripture right here. Malachi 3. This whole book of Malachi is dealing with the subject we've been on about honor and despising. A lot of the people were dishonoring him in this book, but there were still some that honored him. And he talks about them in this verse, in verse 16 and 17. Malachi 3:16, "Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another." They that feared the Lord, those who reverenced and honored Him, spoke not just occasionally, often, one to another. What are they talking about? Well, they're talking about Him. You know, this is one of the big reasons why we have home fellowships. The Lord directed me specifically that we had fellowship with our celebration Sunday, and we had some fellowship with our fall social, but that was not enough. And we were not to try to have enough public services to do that. We needed something else. We needed places that were comfortable and where smaller groups could spend more one-on-one time. And doing what? This exactly. Those who fear the Lord. Those who reverence and honor Him, speaking often one to another. Why? About His things. And iron sharpens iron. And fervency and fire is catching.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And it ought to be that if you've been dragging a little bit and just hadn't been fired up, you go to one of these home fellowships and you don't just get full of nachos, but you also get full of something else. Somebody there is excited about the Lord. Somebody there is esteeming holy and precious and wonderful something that He's shown them, something that He said, something that He's done. And even if you were kind of ho-hum when you got there, you leave fired up.
Amen.
Going, yes, this is why we do this. Yes, yes, we're going to serve the Lord. Yes, we're going to run our race. Yes, we're going to finish our course. We're going to make a difference. We're going to get this thing done.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back. It's stirred up, you get excited. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It comes out, whatever you're full of. And they that feared the Lord, they spoke often. Why? Because it's in them.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God,
God who gives me